Saturday, January 3rd. The first reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verse 29, through chapter 3, verse 6. If you consider that God is righteous, you also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten by Him. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope based on Him makes himself pure as He is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that He was revealed to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who remains in Him sins. No one who sins has seen or known Him. Haydock Commentary. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. St. John had said in the last verse of the foregoing chapter that everyone who doth justice is born of Him, that is the Son of God by adoption. But the world knows us not, nor esteems and values us as such. And no wonder, because they have not known, nor acknowledged, nor reverenced God as they ought. We indeed are the sons of God. We believe it because God has assured us of it. But it has not yet appeared what we shall be, or to what glory or happiness we shall thereby be exalted hereafter. For neither the eye hath seen, nor the ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God hath prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 9:2. We only know this, that His elect shall be like to Him, because they shall see Him as He is, when they shall enjoy Him in heaven. Whosoever abides in Him, complying with His law, sins not, and whoever sins has not seen Him nor known Him, that is, with such a knowledge as is joined with charity. The Gospel from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Haydock Commentary. John the Baptist let the Jews know who Jesus was by different testimonies. First, by telling them he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin or the sins of the world, who was come to be their Redeemer and to free mankind from the slavery of sin. Second, that he was greater than he and before him, though born after him. Third, that God had revealed to him that Jesus was to baptize in the Holy Ghost. Fourth, that he saw the Spirit descending upon him from heaven and remaining upon him. And fifth, that he was the Son of God. It was only a being like Christ, in whose person the divine and human natures were united, that could effectually take away the sins of the world. As man, he was enabled to suffer, and as God, his sufferings obtained a value equal to the infinite atonement required. I did not know him. It is as though he said, "Think not, O ye Jews, that I affirm Jesus to be the Messiah for the sake of friendship or relationship, as though I were his friend and companion. For I declare unto you that I knew him not, that I never saw him or spoke to him before his baptism. But as soon as I saw him, I recognized him by the inspiration of God." What wonder, says St. John Chrysostom, that he who from a child dwelt in the desert away from his father's house knew not Christ. St. Cyril says, "St. John declares that he did not know Jesus was the Christ by sight and converse, but by revelation from God, that no one might dare to dispute his testimony."